Be'ez Hashem Yisbo'ch, we begin Perek Shlishi, the third chapter in the Hilcha Shechita and the Rambam's laws of slaughtering in the Sefer Kedusha, which now the Rambam moves on to the primary invalidations and disqualifications that come up in Shechita. As the Rambam opens up in Halacha Aleph, it says, Chamisha Dvar Mafsid Mesa Shechita, there's five things that detract from the validity of the slaughtering. And the Ikka Hilcha Shechita, and the primary laws of slaughtering, is Lizar B'Kalach Mem, is to be careful in each one of these five halachas. Be'elehim, and they are, and the Rambam is going to explain each one of these in this parak. Shehiyah, which means waiting. Drasa means like pressing. Chalada means like borrowing. Hagrama means tilting, tipping, ve'ikar, and ripping out. As the Rambam explains, halacha base, he opens up with the first one. Shehiyah keitzat, what's the invalidation of waiting? So Rambam explains, Harisha hischalishchit, if someone started slaughtering, ve'higbiya yadoi, koidim shigma shchita, and he lifted up his hand before he finished the slaughtering, b'shah, and he waited. Bein b'shagi, whether it's by mistake, bein b'mezu, whether deliberately, bein b'oinus, whether circumstances beyond his control. But, v'chazer hu oy acher, and then he or someone else went, and v'gamah s'shchita, and he concluded the slaughtering. Im shah, k'dei sh'gbi'a s'behim, if he delayed the amount of time that it takes to lift up the animal, v'yabritena, and then to lay it down, v'yishchit, and to slaughter, sh'chitas le'psula, that's an invalid slaughtering. If he waited less than that amount of time, then shchitasai ksheira, then the slaughtering is going to be valid. That's what's known as shehiyah. Now, halacha gimel the Rambam further qualifies. It says, "Hayis if a small animal, small livestock, shir shiyah, so the amount of its waiting to invalidate is kadeshik be behemadaka, the amount of time it takes to lift up a small animal, and be abritzen, and then to lay it down, be yishchit and slaughter. Now, if it was a gas, it was large animals, then kadeshik behenot, it's the amount of time it takes to lift it up. Which obviously is more difficult than that of a small animal, the abritzen, and to lay it down, the yishchit, and to slaughter it. Now, if regarding fowl, kadeshi be a behemadak, it's the amount of time it takes to lift up a small animal, the abritzen, and lay it down, the yishchit, and to slaughter it. Now, halacha dal, let's say shachad ma'at, let's say slaughter a little bit, v'shoma'at, and he waited a little bit. V'chaz of a shachad ma'at, then he went and he slaughtered again a little bit. V'shoma'at, and again he waited a little bit. At Shagomar Hashchit, until he finally finished the slaughtering. Now, V'leishob b'famach Hashir Hashir, never in one time, consecutive time, did he wait the amount of time that we said is the invalidation of waiting. Avol Kashatachshav Kozman Hashir, but if you would calculate all the waits that he did, he'd start from a Kulin Shir Shir, would calculate to the sum total would be the amount of time that would invalidate because of a Shir. Hariz is suffering Nevela, this is a doubt if this is considered as a Nevela. If let's say he waited, Kadeshik Be'enno, the amount of time it takes to lift it up, V'yabritena, and to lay it down, U'kadeshi Yishchit, and the amount of time it takes to slaughter, K'maymir Hasaman Lovat, the amount of time that it would take to slaughter a minority of the signs, not all of the signs, not a full-fledged Shechita, but it's that amount of time. Look at this Yishchit Shechita Gemur, not the amount of time that would be a bonfire Shechita. Here also, raises Sveik Nevela is also Sveik in the Gemur, if this is considered as a Nevela. Halacha Hey. But let's say he slaughtered already the majority of one sign by a bird. Or the majority of two by a behem. So even if he waited half a day, and then he went and finished off cutting the signs, it's going to be permitted. Because he already had slaughtered the amount of measurement, so it's like just cutting a piece of flesh from a slaughtered animal, because you already did a shechita. So although you're finishing off the shechita, but halachically, the fact that you did a majority was already a valid shechita, and therefore it's not considered as if you did the shi and the shechita itself. Halachavav. Let's say shachad b'kana levadai. Let's say he knows for sure that he didn't touch the veshet. He only slaughtered the windpipe. So, for example, let's say he's holding the windpipe in his hand, and only that he's holding, and he slaughtered it. And he slaughtered chetz yoy. He only cut half the kana, which is not a shechita. And the reason for that is because since the kana only becomes a trefa once a majority of it is severed, so let's say he slaughtered only half of the windpipe, or just a minority of it. And he waited a long amount of time, and the person could then go ahead and go conclude this slaughtering, and there's no problem with what he did, because he didn't do a shechita, and it didn't make it into a nevela either, because it was less than half. Now, but if he slaughtered the majority of the windpipe, which the veshet is different, that by the food pipe, if he made just a small hole, and then he waited the amount of time that we said is the invalidation time of Shehiyah, then whether he went back to finish off the slaughtering that he started, or whether he went to do a totally different slaughtering in a different place in the neck, that's going to be invalid. And the reason for that is because an animal or bird, if the majority of the windpipe gets severed, or if the food pipe gets a hole, just even a small amount, that's already a nevela. That would already be, you have to qualify that as either shechita, because if it's not, it's a nevela, and hence ve'ena shechita me'elezba, so the slaughtering is not going to be effective anymore, because it's already a nevela, and you already waited the time of shear, so that obviously can't be a long shechita, like we're going to explain in halachas, at the end, halacha chav ben and halacha chav gimel. Now, Allah Azan Ram continues, says, Hin is Balacha. So it's been explained to you. She'in Shehiyah Bakana Ba'iv Klal. You don't really have the problem of Shehiyah, of waiting in the windpipe by a fowl, by a bird at all. Why? She'im Shachad Re Bakana B'Shah, because if you slaughtered away the majority of the windpipe and you waited, Kvanigma Shechatasa, we said by a bird, all you need is one sign, and you already did when you do the majority, you already finished your Shechita. So, when you go back and you finish it off, it's just like cutting a piece of the meat. It already was slaughtered. And if he slaughtered only a minority, meaning anything less than half, of the windpipe, and then he waited, so you can go back and finish off the slaughtering whenever you want to, because you don't have to be considered part of the shechita, so that it shouldn't be like you waited. What do you mean you didn't do shechita, but you already cut? Yeah, it's not considered a problematic as nevela. She pasuk rebakon until the majority of the windpipe gets cut. So maman of shach, if you did less than half, so it's like nothing. And you did mudnep, you already did the shechita. So you're not going to have that psul of shia in the kana by the eif. In contrast, like we said by the veshet, there a small amount already makes nevela. Now look at ches. Says the Rambam shachar eif. Let's say someone started slaughtering the bird by the kana. The shah boy, now he waited. But the any day doesn't know im nikiv aveshet ali nikiv. It doesn't know if, in addition, the food pipe had a hole when, because he started the slaughtering. Doesn't know if he punctured it or not. So what he does is like this. And we said in the kana itself, you never have this problem about shehiya. But he only he started, but then he stopped. So chayzev shechet akana levadim makamach. What you should do is you go back and you continue slaughtering the kana, the windpipe, only that, in a different place. Umenichat shem, then you leave it till it dies. And then you'll inspect the food pipe from the inside. If you don't find any droplets of blood, then you know it wasn't punctured, because or else you would see blood on it. And if it's going to be kosher, because again, there's no problem about shehiyah by the kana. That concludes the first of the five, that of shehiyah. And halacha test Ram continues regarding the second invalidation of chalada. Says Ram, chalada ketzad. Now, chalada means to say that when you borrow, you stick the knife and you conceal it underneath, which comes from the word of chulda, of a weasel, which lives in the bottom, of the foundation of the house, which is covered, and therefore it's called a chulda. So, what's this invalidation of chalada? It says, Ram Kugin, for example, shehechnes asakin, bein simul simen, where you stick the knife in between the two pipes. So now you're borrowing, you're not doing as top down or bottom up. You're going somewhere in between. So Bencha Pasika Simni Elden Mala, so whether when you stick it in between the two pipes and you continue and you cut upwards for the upper sign. Or Bencha Shachla Taklamatu, you cut the bottom sign beneath it, Shuderek Shkita, which is the way of slaughtering, either way, Harizab Sul, it's gonna be in the validation of Khalada. Now halacha yud, let's say Hechnis is a sakin tachasa or, but let's say he sticks the knife beneath the skin of the animal, but Shachat Shnas one kedark, and then he cuts the two signs in the normal way. It doesn't go between the pipes. But he went underneath the skin. Or he borrows the knife beneath tangled wool of the animal. Something totally external. He takes a cloth and he covers it over the knife and the neck as he's b'shachatachas and he's slaughtering beneath this cloth. So hoil ve'inasakin geluya. So since the knife is not uncovered, it's not revealed. This is a doubt if that's considered in the nevela of being considered for this problem about chalada, because ultimately it is borrowing under something. And v'chein m'shachet mir ha'saman b'achlada. So if, let's say, he slaughtered only a minority of the signs b'achlada, v'gama ha'shchita shalei b'achlada, and he concluded the shchita not with chalada, here it's doubtful is that could be considered nevela or not, because ultimately the majority was done without chalada, but ultimately some of it was done with chalada. Halachid Av, the Ram continues regarding the third invalidation, that of drasa. Says Ram, drasa kid said, what's the invalidation of drasa, which means that he presses the knife down forcibly, and it's chopping instead of slaughtering. So how so? For example, shehika besakan altzave, he hits it with a knife on its neck. Kederach shemakan besayif, like the way you hit with a sword. V'chatachasim on the vasachas, and he cut the signs at one shot. B'loy halacha b'loy hava, without going forward and coming backwards. It's not really a cutting formation. Rather, it's just a chopping. Well, let's say, no, he didn't chop. He put the knife on the neck and he presses. He cuts downward. It's not like the way someone cuts radishes, like cutting squash. Until he cut the signs. So that's the invalidation about the rasa. Next halacha, Beis Ram continues with the next psul, the fourth one, that of hagrama. Says Ram, hagrama ketzad. How is the psul of hagrama? Which hagrama is that it's like from the term of machria, of like tipping it out of the area which is valid to do a shechita. So says Ram, zeh ha-sheichet bakan lemala. This is someone who slaughters by the windpipe up towards the head, b'makom shein ro'a l'shechita, where he's tilting it out of the bounds, out of the boundaries into an area where it's not fit for slaughtering. Ukamai shnei chidin. So Ram explains, there's these, like, it looks like two kernels of wheat that yesh b'seif hakana, that there is at the edge of the windpipe, which the windpipe is made with rings of cartilage, which only the upper ring, the uppermost ring, is complete, but all the rest are not complete. And there's a strip of flesh that surrounds them and connects the two ends of the rings, because the rings are not complete now. But at the top of the windpipe, on the uppermost ring, there's like a cap of flesh which is slanty and pointy. And that's from where the animal speaks from. Now, at the end of the slant of this cap, there's these like two kernels of flesh that are called chidim, because they look like kernels of wheat. So, and this is lamala on the top, like I said, but tabas kedela on the great ring, which is the uppermost ring. So, it says the Rambam regarding that, shachet b'teich chidim, let's say cuts in the area of where those, so to speak, kernels of wheat are, which are these pieces of flesh on the top of the windpipe. So if he left at least a little bit of those chitim above, which he was beneath that, that's going to be valid. That means to say that he cut from the slant of the cap downwards. That's an area that's fit for slaughtering. But if he cut into those chitim and he didn't leave over any of it, he cut that all off, and he cut above them, that's considered already from the psul of hagrama. You already tilted out in the area that's permitted to be the makom shechita psul, and it's going to be invalid. Now, lochi gimel says the Rambam, let's say shachat reiv ha'echad. Let's say cut the majority of one, let's say by a bird, all you need is one sign. Or reiv ha'echad, the majority of two by a behema. Now, v'hishle mashechita b'drasa b'hagrama. Now, you completed the slaughtering by pressing down or by going out of bounds. That's going to be valid because harinishchat hashir karab, because what you did, what's necessary for the amount of slaughtering, was done appropriately. Now, let's say higrim matchilish lish. Let's say he starts off out of boundaries, meaning out of the area, the first third. Then he realizes he's off course, he goes v'shachat shnei shlishim, and then he cuts the next two thirds in the appropriate area. So, that's going to be a valid shechita, and the reason is because ultimately the majority, as we go with laws of majority, was done in the area of where shechita is appropriate. Let's say shachat shlish, let's say he cut a third in the right place. Then the higum shlish, he went out of the area for a third, and then he realized the mistake of a chazav a shachat shlish achad, he goes and he does an appropriate shechita for the remaining third. Erosik shir, it's going to be valid, because you don't have to have contiguous majority in one shot, as long as in the sum total, you have an appropriate shechita in the majority, so it's going to be valid. Let's say higum shlish, let's say he was out of the area for the first third, and then he went in for the middle third. And then for the last third, he went out again. Again, here is a psula. It's going to be invalid because you don't have a majority as an appropriate shechita. Now, v'imdaras ha'echad, this halacha, is all the commentaries struggle to explain the understanding of this halacha, v'imdaras ha'echad. Now, if he pressed, or if he borrowed, whether in the first third, whether in the middle third, this is going to be invalid, which is difficult to understand what the Rambam is referring to. But the Shach explains that this is actually tied to what the Rambam had previously been saying right now here in this halacha when he was discussing Hagrama, which he said that if the first third was not properly slaughtered, Rather, there was someone did drasa or chalada. And the second third was hagrama. And then he did shechita on the third third. Or in the middle third, which this is going on the halacha of if he's doing hagrama on the third, and he did two thirds appropriate. So the Rambam saying that also, that if the middle third was drasa or chalada, in that situation, then it's going to be possible. So Zoe, if he said two thirds kosher and one third hagrama is going to be kosher, but if in the remaining two thirds, another third of that, whether it be the first third or the middle third, was additionally drasa chalada, so then that's going to be invalid. Now, Halacha Yudal, the Rambam continues with the fifth invalidation of ikor ketzad. What's ikor, which means to rip out? So, kagunchi nekra hagageris. We're talking about where the gageris, the throat, got displaced. I mean, the signs inside, either all or the majority, as Rambam says, viakono yabesha. That's either the windpipe or the food pipe. V'nishmerechmehem, and one of them got displaced. Oishneim, or both of them, koidim gmar shechita, before the conclusion of the shechita, it got ripped out without being just severed through the shechita. That's the invalidation of ikur. Now, av meshachar echad bo'efer ruba, but if, let's say, one of the signs, or at least the majority of it, was cut by the oif, the achkach nishpet, similar sheni, then the second sign gets pulled out, gets displaced. Well, shechita asikche, that's going to be a valid shechita, like we said, because you already shechted the amount that was necessary, and the fact that it got displaced after shechita is not going to invalidate the shechita. Let's say one of them gets displaced. And then the second sign is slaughtered. So the slaughtering is going to be invalid because since it was already nekar, it was already uprooted before the shechita, so although he shechted the other sign, and not that one, but it already had ikur. Now let's say shechted echmehem. Let's say slaughtered one of the signs, which is all you need. And then he finds that the second one is displaced. Now, you don't know, was it uprooted before or after? So, that's a suffix. If it's an avela, and obviously it would be forbidden to be eaten. Let's say you find actually the sign that was cut, you find that it's uprooted, you don't find it in its regular place, displaced from where it's connected in the animal. It's going to be valid. Why? Most definitely, he got uprooted after the slaughtering. Why? He says, because if it would have been uprooted before the shechita, it would be hangy, but you wouldn't be able to slaughter because you wouldn't have a good way of getting in. It would just fall down, and therefore it must have been the akira happened afterwards. Now, Aloch Yitzan says, when do we say this? That you cannot say that if it was displaced, that it would have been properly slaughtered, and therefore it must have happened afterwards. Only if he wasn't holding on to the pipes when he was slaughtering. But he was holding on to them, and that's how he slaughtered. It's possible that it was slaughtered after it was uprooted because he was holding on to it. And therefore, if a person finds at a later point in time that he doesn't know if he held on to the simanim when he slaughtered or not, and he finds it displaced and slaughtered, so then that would be something nevela. Maybe he held on to it, and therefore maybe the ikra actually was before him. So that concludes those five different primary invalidations Halacha Mesh Messinais regarding what is psul by that of the shechita. Now, in Halacha Yedches, the Rambam now gives the general halachic definition regarding this when we say what's not an appropriate shechita. It says, whatever we said by the slaughtering that's invalid, is a nevela. So obviously it was not a good shechita. So it's a dead animal and it has the halachic status of nevela. So therefore, if you eat an olive-sized piece of that meat, like you get the last of eating a nevela, which the Torah says you're not eating a nevela. And the reason is the only thing that excludes this animal, a dead animal, from being a nevela, is only a valid shechita. Like Moshe Rabbeinu, on him the peace, it commanded it, like we explained in the beginning in Perek Aleph, Aleph and Al. Now, and any doubt regarding the shechita, how he's suffering nevela, so that's a doubt on nevela. If someone eats from it, we give him the rabbinic lashes, again, like anyone who violates a suffix, right? So you don't give him biblical lashes, but we give him rabbinic lashes. Now, Halacha Yedches, the Rambam continues on this halacha regarding being nevela, that it could even be nevela when it's still alive. As the Rambam says, behemish natal shenitel yorech shalom. It is an animal that its thigh was removed. And b'chalalima, with the meat that's in the cavity, was all removed. Ad shetira chaseri kashatir, but until you're going to see that the animal's lacking when it's laying down, there's a nevela. The animal is a nevela. It's kamish nechta chetzi, it's like half the animal was cut off. V'nechakal shnei guven, it's like it's split into two different bodies. And then vena shechita melzibos, although it's still alive and you can do a shechita, shechita's not going to help, it's already in the vela. So too, if let's say the backbone of the animal broke, with the majority of the flesh that's with it. Or it was torn from the back, like the way they tear open fish. Or if the majority of the windpipe has been severed. Or if the food pipe just has a puncture, even a minute amount, in the place which is fit to slaughter with it, in contrast to the turbat haveshet, which is on the top, that actually would make it a treif and not a nevela. But in all these cases, there is a nevela machayim, so it's already considered a nevela when it's still alive. And reina shechita melas, but the slaughtering is not going to be effective to help it to make it that you could eat it. And this is ve'echra be'ema ve'echra oif b'chad ramela, and this applies to animals and to fowl for all these halachas. Now halacha chaf, the Rambam continues on this halacha regarding puncture being perforated, both as it applies to the nekiv, to the veshet and to the kana. Says Rambam halacha chaf shni aris yeshli laveshet. There are two skins, meaning two membranes, that there is for the food pipe. Hachitzen adoim, the outermost is red. Vapanim lavan, the inner one is white. Now, nikav echemim lavad, if only one of them gets a whole ksher, it's kosher because obviously it's still protected. It's still not considered as a moral defect. Now, nikav shneim b'cholshu b'makom moral l'shchita. But if let's say both of them have a hole, even a minute amount, in a place where in that area along the neck which is fit to do the shchita, there is a nevela, that makes the animal into a nevela. Now, whether you did the slaughtering in the area where the hole is, whether you slaughtered some other area, it doesn't make a difference. Again, it's a nevela, in the shechita melzba, the slaughtering is not going to be effective. Now, and even if the holes are not one opposite the other, they're not opposite each other, still, nevela, the animal is going to be considered as a nevela. And the reason why that is because the way it works is that the food pipe stretches and shrinks, and it could be at one point that the two holes will line up, and therefore then the skin's not going to be protecting, and then obviously the animal's going to be eating, and it's going to be going throughout the whole system, causing a toxic buildup. So therefore, even if it's shleik, would be considered as nevela. Now, Lach Chafav, the Ram continues, Nikiv HaVeshel, let's say, okay, the food pipe has a hole, but the Olabay Krum, but then some mucus went on it, and it turned into a scab, Usatama, and it closed up the hole. In the Krum Klum, says the Rambam, the scab is nothing, but Yunakav Kshay is considered like it has a hole as it was before him. It's not considered as a valid closure to make the animal not into a nevela. Now, let's say you find the thorn stuck there in the food pipe. How is this a nevela? So it's doubtful if it's a nevela, because Shem and Nikav Aveshet, maybe that the thorn has made a hole, Vala Krum B'makam HaNekev, Vein Nira, and it's just that you have a scab that went where the hole is, and it's not visible. Now, that's if it's in the width. Let's say you find the thorn in the length of the food pipe. It's not stuck into the actual food pipe itself. Then we're not concerned. The reason is because most of the desert animals, they always eat thorns, and it's not a problem. And therefore, you see, lengthwise, we don't have to be concerned that it was became unavailable. Halacha base. Veshet, this food pipe, in the bedikah mibachutz. There's no inspection to check it from the outside, because like we said, the outermost membrane is red. And then you won't be able to tell if there's a hole to see or check if there's a drop of blood, because it's red. Only from the inside, where the inner one is white, like we said. So Kate said, how do you do this? You turn it inside out and you check. If you find a drop of blood, then you know that there was a hole, because like everything has blood running through it in any creature. And if it was punctured, the blood would be present, and then you know that it had a hole. Now, Loch of Gimel, the Rambam continues now regarding that of the Gargaris, which is referring to the Kana, to the windpipe. Shenifsek roiv chalolo, if the majority of its cavity was cut. Now, as we mentioned before, the Gargaris, the windpipe, is made from rings of cartilage. And all the rings, besides the uppermost ring, are that which the uppermost ring is near that cap that we said that slants, that's on the top, the bone, the soft bone, the cartilage, does not surround the entire gargaris, the entire windpipe. And there is a strip of flesh that surrounds, that connects, that goes down, that connects the rings to itself, because it doesn't go all the way around. Now, that strip is near the backbone, and the cartilage itself is close to the skin. It comes out that the windpipe is thick on the top, where it's near the skin, and it's thin on the other side. Again, because we said it's only skin over there on one side, and the rings, which are the cartilage, are basically on the other side. So the thickness of the gargaris is from the neck of the animal where the skin is. And the thickness of the neck is goes along the thickness of the gargaris. So when you cut the gargaris from the skin with a third of the cavity, the majority of it was cut because that the wall of the gargaris is thick on the top from the place of the skin. Now, regarding the side of the neck, there you only have a thin membrane. And we could presume that when you cut the gargaris precisely from the skin and the backbone, so it's getting to get cut. So if so, you have the thickness of the cartilage completing it for the majority, and with a minority of the bottom, you still have half of the cavity or the majority. So the chiddush in this halacha basically is that it's not an avela until you cut the majority of its cavity, and that is the thickness of the cartilage is not going to complete it for the majority. It depends on the halala and not on the actual cutting of the entity itself. And so if the majority of the cavity was cut, in the place which is fit to be slaughtered, again, here regarding the windpipe in contrast to the food pipe, only then would Hariz Nevela would become an Avela, which the Ram actually wrote this halacha already many times already that becomes Nevela. Again, here the primary thing is come to tell you how much is the measurement of being cut, which we said it's the majority of the cavity and not the majority of the thickness, as we explained regarding the anatomy of the actual windpipe of the animal. And so too if it got a hole the size of an Isra Talki, which is a certain type of coin. Now let's say nikvah nekavim ketam. Let's say it didn't have one big hole like an isra, but it had small little holes. Im nekavim she'im emechasar. So if it's holes that are not missing anything from the actual windpipe, sehim and start from the rubas. So that combines for the halacha of nifsak, which is the majority of the cavity. So the small little holes, if they combine to be a majority, will invalidate. Now vim nekavim she'im emechasar. But if there are holes that there's pieces missing, well then it's start from the kisa. Then they combine for the other halacha of if it has a hole, it's perforated. That is the size of the isra talki. So too, let's say if there's a strip of the along the length of the windpipe is taken in this chesaron, here also mitzter eved is going to combine like iser for the share of the iser. Now, if regarding fowl, where you cannot say the share is going to be iser because the whole gargaris itself is not the size of an iser, there is the following measurement: kol she'ilam a kapel ritzua. If you would fold over this ritzua, this strip. Or the other case, if it's the holes that there's missing from the actual windpipe. You would put on the opening of the windpipe. If it would cover the majority, then nevela, that's a large amount, that would make it a nevela. If not, then kesher, it's going to be kosher. Halach of dalt. Nikva hagageres, if let's say there's a hole in the windpipe, nekiv mefulish mishneit stadeha, a hole through and through from the two sides. Kadeshi Khanis Isalurach, but that you could fit in this coin along its thickness, not along its length, but along its width, then the veil is going to be in the veil. Now, Nistakala Arka, let's say, so that's if the hole is along the width of the gargaris, and we said that then we measure according how much if the thickness of the Isser could fit in. But let's say it got a hole, it was cut along the length of the windpipe, which that's less severe, and the reason for that is because if it gets cut along its width, so from the fact that the lungs pull downwards and the neck pulls upwards, so it actually would make it get more detached and it's never really going to heal. But if it gets cut along its length, actually to the contrary, the more the neck, the more it stretches, the more it's actually going to be connecting them, and therefore it's actually going to heal. So therefore, afilin nishtarim in amakam aroba l'shchita. So even if it's not left over in the place which is fit to be slaughtered, elamashu l'mal, mashu l'mata, you just left a little bit from the area which is fit for shchita, just a little bit on the top, a little on the bottom. Kshera, that's going to be kosher. It's not going to make the animal into a nevela. Halach chafei gagerish nikvah again, regarding the windpipe that was punctured. Ve'en you do him kain shchita nikvah achar shchita nikvah. You don't know when it developed a hole. Was it before it was slaughtered? After it was slaughtered? So what you do is make what you do is after it's slaughtered, you have it now, you make a hole in it somewhere else. Neck of the neck of, and you compare the holes. If it's similar, then it's gonna be permitted because you know what happened after the shechita. And if it looks dissimilar, then you have to suspect it was before the shechita. And it says around the we only compare the holes from a big ring to another big ring, that is of the primary cartilage rings, from a small one to a small one. Aval loy miktan legdav. You cannot compare a hole in a small ring to that of a big ring, because as the Rambam explains, shakala kana, because as we've mentioned before, the whole windpipe are chulius chuliusu, are all circled with rings. Uvein kal chulia b'chulia, between every single ring is chulia achas ketan m'shteim, is one ring that's smaller than the two of them, v'daka and soft. So again, so when you have the hole and you don't know when it happened and you want to compare it to the new hole you're making, again, it's got to be, if it's in the primary rings of the cartilage, then that's a big one. You have to make a hole in another big one. And if it's one of the small ones in between, then you got to compare from another small one that's in between.